In el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions as requested by Melvin Nutt for his health and his family. Today I ask for your prayers, in particular for our sister Eva. Eva is suffering now in her last agony, and God willing will soon be commended to the Lord. And so pray for her, for her family who were beautifully consoled. I apologize. That's why I was late for adoration today, because I spent way too much time with her. Blessedly though. So thanks be to God for that. Please do keep her in your prayers though, as the time for her coming into eternity draws quite nigh at this time. If you desire to have any of your any of those candles for Candlemass, remember you can inquire about them at the office. Plenty of time to inquire about them next week. We'll have Candlemass this Tuesday, or rather Wednesday, day after tomorrow, if you wish to come to Santa Rosa to experience that for us with us on the actual day. Or if you wish to wait till the weekend, we'll have the feast celebrated here within our church as well. I'm going to ask, and I apologize that I don't think I asked already, but I was going to ask the women of our Catholic daughters, if they wouldn't mind setting that up for us in a beautiful way. It's a beautiful thing to do, to be able to set up the candles in a glorious way, and we'll talk about that later. But if you want to be involved in it, and all of you, pretty much all of you ladies who are here, are a part of that group, so that's why I'm announcing it now, and you get an advance notice that that's what I'm going to ask for, to be able to be done. It's a beautiful thing. I love doing it myself every year, but I got to share it with you all as well. So what about today within here? I forgot to tell you, because today is the Feast of St. Don Bosco, St. John Bosco. He's a dear saint friend of mine, and I always have a relic of his with me, and I'm pretty sure it's in my pocket. Somehow it fell out on my way over in the many things that I did today. Here it is. And so at the conclusion of Mass, I'll invite you up to be able to venerate and to ask for a particular grace from St. John Bosco by kissing his first-class relics, which are held here within this crucifix that I bear within my hands and will have on the altar as we celebrate the Eucharist today. St. John Bosco was that great saint patron of the youth, particularly young boys who have a penchant for going awry, using their energies often in things that are not so constructive for building virtue. Yet, under the tutelage of Don Bosco, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he was able to convert all their energies toward that which is good and holy. And so we pray for our young men in that way, because certainly through the intercession of souls just like his was I able to find a better path, I should say, within my own life as well. Within the gospel today, we see our Lord driving out the evil from the demoniac. We'll get into that more strongly within the Spanish as well, but I want to draw your attention to one particular part of his story. The first thing it is that the demon did was do what? Do you remember that? What did the demon do first? What did he do? You heard. Okay, what did he do even before he asked Jesus anything? He prostrated himself before him. He ran toward him and prostrated himself before him. So what should that tell us about demons? What should that signal to you and I about evil spirits, inmundos espíritus, as it said in the Spanish right there, unclean spirits? Is Jesus less powerful, more powerful, or equally powerful to a legion of demons? More powerful. That's right. And that should give you confidence when you and I have to do battle against the evil one, because what's the first thing that they have to do when they encounter Christ? They have to recognize his authority over them. Prostrate themselves before him. Lay down before them. Realize and to recognize that they themselves are powerless before him, who is all powerful over them, in the person of Jesus Christ himself, who is God. So we see that. So when you feel afflicted, when you feel pushed aside, when you feel like you yourself are weak, when you feel that they have all the power over you, like in those temptations against faith, when you feel that you don't have anything to stand upon, or when those temptations to doubt God's providence, and you feel like he can't take care of me in this way because I'm way too weak, when you feel that you are totally dominated by your passions and the vices which so often get the better of you, or even that spirit of sadness and grief which overwhelms you from time to time, you feel like you can do nothing to even lift up your head. The scriptures say that we are to give praise to the one who lifts up our head. So when you don't feel like you have the power to do so, it's fine. Don't worry about it, because it's not about you having the power to lift your head to God. He is the glory and the lifter up of your head, as the scriptures say. all the evil ones, all the unclean spirits, all the demons have to lay flat on their faces before him, just like the serpent in the Garden of Eden long before him, and to wriggle upon their bellies before Christ. That is his power over them. Two Sundays ago, we taught you a 10-word phrase. You remember what that 10-word phrase is? To remind yourself and to claim the authority that is present in you? Have you been using that 10-word phrase to gain authority over those spirits that seek to rob you of God's life, which he's placed within you? Let's do it again. Remember what those words are and conjure to mind what it is that you need victory over today. That fear that's been allowed to overtake you, that lie that you bought into, whether it's about who God is or whether it's about who you are, that's a lie that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not well enough, that I can't do things, that I'm not lovable, whatever it is, that I'm not forgivable, whatever that lie is there, or the fear that seems to make you powerless in its presence, or the evil spirit, the vice, the demon there that afflicts you even from the outside, though you were redeemed in the blood of the Lamb. Got that to mind. I'm going to say it once, and I'm going to invite you and I to say it three times together. Just to remind you what that phrase is so that we can say it together. The phrase is, and the power is found in saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of... Just as our Lord had power over the demons and sent them way far out, that they would destroy other things, but not his chosen ones, made in his image and likeness, as are you, his beloved ones. Let's claim the authority which God has given us to use in his name, as together we renounce this spirit. Together, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of... A second time. Together, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of... And a third and decisive time, today at Mass, before we receive our Lord present body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, we pray together, commandingly, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of... in my life. And it has no authority over me, but only he whose precious blood pours down from the cross onto the altar that I am preparing to receive. He alone, to him, may all glory be now and always and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Jesús encuentra el hombre poseído. La escena es intrigante. El hombre corre al postrarse ante Cristo, mientras que al mismo tiempo los demonios muestran temor y le ruegan a Jesús que no sea duro con ellos. Qué consolador es saber que ninguna situación puede escapar el poder de Cristo Jesús para endurecerla. También es él es consolador sobre que Jesús, que quiere liberarnos del poder del diablo, de cualquier estado pecaminoso en el que nos encontremos. Siempre, siempre podamos acudir a Cristo para pedir que nos cure, porque nadie tan pecador ni está tan poseído como para repugnar totalmente el amor de Dios. Ciertamente, ciertamente podamos temer que la medicina de Cristo puede doler, pero tenemos que confiar en que el tratamiento espiritual merece la pena. El tratamiento puede ser una confesión honesta y exhaustiva, un autoexamen moralmente sincero o la ruptura de una relación malsana. Transformación en un testigo. Imagínase al hombre curado todavía con las cicatrices de sus heridas, pero ahora en pleno uso de sus facultades. ¡Qué espectáculo tan asombroso! Nos hace arrodillarnos para agradecer a Cristo su poder y su misericordia. Por supuesto, el hombre curado está adumbrado por la transformación. no piensa en volver a la vida normal. Su agradecimiento le hace querer acompañar a Cristo, su amigo y su salvador. Sin embargo, Jesús le encomendía una misión, enviándole a su familia y amigos para que cuente la historia de cómo Jesús le curó. Donde quiera que vaya el hombre curado, proclamará las maravillas que el Señor ha hecho en él. Cuando experimentamos la absolución de nuestros pecados en el confesionario, nuestra acción de gracias nos lleva a proclamar el poder y amor de Cristo a nuestros familiares y amigos. Este sacramento, este perdón de Dios, sí, transforme nuestras almas en un hombre puro. Y entonces necesitamos ser testigos a este poder viviendo en nosotros. Y aquí alcanzamos el poder de Dios, de Dios Salvador en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Hemos recibido muchas transformaciones, muchas maravillosas en nuestras vidas. Y toda nuestra vida necesita ser lo mismo como este persona indominado. Dios se dice, quédate a su casa, quédate con sus familiares, con sus amigos, para testificar a los gran maravillas que Dios ha hecho por nosotros. Si no sentimos que tenemos esta confianza en nuestras habilidades, pídele, porque Él está aquí y Él puede dar la ánima para testificar entre su familia, entre las personas de su casa, entre sus amigos que encuentran en sus cosas diarias. Este poder está aquí, en este altar, quedando por nosotros. Solo necesitamos rogar y pedir a Dios por este poder vivir en nuestros corazones. Él puede hacer todo. Es por ustedes y por yo, simplemente para pedir, y Él siempre le da. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.